You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Yom Kippurim. So we had two goats. One was for Hashem, and then one was designated for Azazel, that had to be pushed from the cliff. So now, who was assigned to push the goat? Who would do it?
The older person, that someone who's had a Ruach HaKodesh that he's not going to leave.
So the Torah says Ish Iti. Yeah, what does Ish Iti mean? It is Mubakati. Yeah, it's temporal. Why? Why they pick such a person, as you said?
Like they know that he's going to go to Olamot this year, so...
And they know he's going to pass away on that year. Why they had to pick such a person?
Because whoever picked him would pass away that year.
If somebody else would do it, so then he's going to pass away. Why? Kapara. So the goat is for the kapara. What did the poor man do? Why he has to be punished if he pushes the goat? He's doing a mitzvah or he doesn't do a mitzvah?
He's doing a mitzvah.
It's a mitzvah, right? So if he's doing a mitzvah, should he live longer or shorter?
Longer.
So but here you're telling me otherwise. Say?
So the whole Arunot that is on the goat is affecting him.
No, Chas v'Shalom. Yeah?
It depends. If you're here for a reason and you're done with your for missions, you go to Olam HaBa.
No, that's true. But here it seems like that they would pick somebody that he should not live longer than the time that he pushes the goat down the cliff. So that means if it would be somebody else, so then his life would be shortened. But if he's doing a mitzvah, so why such a thing should happen to him? You follow? Yeah? So here the message is that obviously, Yom Kippurim, this is a very, very important part of the service, because the goat for Hashem without the goat for Azazel is not going to work. So you need the other goat. And you need somebody to push him down. But here it seems like in Shamayim they don't like people to push other people. For no matter what reason it is, for mitzvah or any other reason. Pushing in Judaism is not accepted. Either you push for mitzvah or you push for other things. So here, we see even though that he's doing a mitzvah, but because he's pushing the goat down, so now he's not going to live on that ear. So that means you have no excuse to push.
Even the negative force?
I'm sorry?
Even the negative force, the goat was all negative force.
No, God forbid. No, the goat was, as we spoke about it, just like a bribe, as Ramban explains, for the negative forces. But not the goat was negative force. It was like a sacrifice offering for the negative forces. But the point matter here is, you're not permitted to push. Oh, I pushed! Why did you push? And pushing is not only in physicality. You can push people with one word, you can throw them away 50 miles away. One word. You can react in a way that people that will be hurt for the rest of their life. That's what the pushing is all about. And sometimes, you know, people, they feel, you know, I was, what do you say? You know, when they become funny? No, they become funny, what do they say? I was only
kidding.
Yeah, the other word is?
Joking.
Exactly, yeah. There's no such a thing in Judaism. You cannot use your humor to hurt other people. And you can push them away, ay, ay, ay. And you can cut their heart, and there is no stitches, it's going to work. And that's a very powerful lesson that we see. Ish Iti Mubakati. Why? He did a mitzvah. But here it doesn't work. Because even though that he did a mitzvah, but still he pushed. But you're not supposed to push. And that's a very delicate point in life that, you know, people get together and kind of become lightheaded and they become the candy of the majlis. They like to, how do you call it?
Noble.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's a black noble, not white one. Yeah, black one. That they hurt people, they make fun of people, they talk about the people, they put down people. Why? Because they feel, you know, they have to enlighten the people. There's no such a thing. There's an interesting Gemara in Gemara Bava Batra. The ninth page of Gemara Bava Batra is brought that if you give a poor man some money, then Hashem gives you a six brachot. You'll be honored with six brachot. If you give him a feedback, a support, you will be honored with 11 brachot. So money is six. If you give him support, give him feedback, 11. Why? Why there is such a formula? 6 and 11.
Because you give him confidence, you give him hope.
Fine, but what's wrong with giving money?
The hope, it makes him go forward.
Like you give fish to somebody or teach him fishing. When you give advice to somebody, you teach him how to himself handle his life. And with the money is only just
temporary. Ah, very nice. So now here, your mom is teaching us in life, you know, what the Persian HaKodesh say, Sar Chod Rav Kyardan. You know, you just do and say, I did it. So now your mom is teaching us, we can give money to a poor man. How long is it going to last? What's it going to do with money? How long?
Short days.
Yeah, you know, you go, you know, buy something, eat something, and then it's finished. But if you tell them, you know, don't worry, it's going to be okay, it's not going to stay like this, you know, you have to go on.
You can help somebody to find a job or give a job to somebody, is that you are giving him like a current water instead of one cup of water.
Well, yes, you can, but in practicality, the point here is that Gemara is teaching us, as long as you build the person, so now, because that's going to stay with him for forever. And not only that, the point of the matter here is to give money, it's a very easy thing. You know, you take the $100 bill, you know, a check, give it to him. But to spend time with somebody and care about somebody, to explain to him, to give him feedback, you know, so don't worry, it'll be okay. So that takes time. It's not like you just, you know, throw money at him. So now here we see that the difference is very great. You know, 6 and 11. Why? Because when you give something out of yourself, so now they realize in Shamayim, you know, you went out of your way. You spent time. Even though, that you know, you have things to do. So here, that's what exactly it's all about. That many times, without realizing, so now we throw things at people. You know, our reaction, you know, Chas v'Shalom, you know, we hurt them, we put them down. Why? Because you don't think twice. He says, so what? You know, what was he doing?
Joking.
Yeah. But here we see there's no such a thing. Even though that you push the goat down, it's not permitted to do so. And that's what we see, that actually he's teaching us, don't push. Don't Chas v'Shalom hurt people. And you have to think twice. God forbid, every reaction that you show, every response that you show, you could build person, and Chas v'Shalom, yeah, God forbid. Shem Zakeinu, the Bizochabit 11 Barachot.
Amen.
Yeshua, Besorot Tovot. Amen.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.